Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan announced the launching of Energy Watch Part 2 at yesterday's weekly press conference. Like last year, the preparedness campaign is region-wide and includes the Mat-Su and Kenai Peninsula boroughs. Also like its predecessor, Energy Watch 2 will involve a two-hour test of resident cooperation should an emergency occur in the region's gas delivery system. That usage reduction experiment will take place October 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. It will be preceded by a public education program explaining ways to reduce household energy consumption. Mayor Sullivan gave some examples.
Really, just simple things like turning off the lights, turning down the heat, not using your dishwasher that day, or maybe holding off on doing a load of laundry.
A complete list of suggestions, along with more information about Energy Watch Part 2, will be included in upcoming utility bills, as well as through a media campaign. Part of that effort will be to make the public aware of three levels of natural gas availability. Green is normal. A yellow condition includes the efforts requested in the upcoming October two-hour test. Red involves the same procedures, but to a greater degree than yellow. For example, even lower thermostat settings. Sullivan describes the first region-wide results as positive.
Last October, we tested the citizens' willingness to participate, and the response was actually fairly outstanding, considering we didn't have a whole lot of time to announce the program. We saw reductions between 2 and 6% in the use of energy, which might be just what it takes to save us from an emergency situation.
Unlike two earlier winters, last year's gas delivery system did not experience any noteworthy difficulties. Sullivan said NSTAR Natural Gas Company indicates that this winter is also likely to be green. But he said it's best to be prepared in case the region experiences a long sub-zero cold spell and problems develop. Besides last year and next month's resident energy usage tests, the municipality, through its Emergency Operations Center, continues to hold tabletop exercises with key personnel from utilities and other groups. Sullivan says until these simulated exercises began, the city had no overall plan on how to deal with a large-scale energy emergency.
Now, each utility has a plan, don't get me wrong, and a lot of your large businesses and the military bases, but it was never completely coordinated within each other. You know, so that was the goal, is to make sure that because we are a system and we all use the same resources, that it really be a comprehensive, integrated plan. And I think that's been the main thing, is it's all become integrated and everybody's talking to each other, and we're going to keep practicing it, because a plan is only as good as the work you put into it. And a lot of times, if you don't maintain that communication, and players change out there in the world, as far as new people in new positions, and you want to make sure they get up to speed as well.
Besides Anchorage, the two boroughs, and NSTAR, Anchorage Municipal Light and Power, Chugach Electric Association, Matanuska Electric Association, and Homer Electric Association are participating in the preparedness effort. Again, the resident Energy Watch consumption test for Anchorage, as well as the Mat-Su and Kenai Peninsula boroughs, takes place October 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.